At about 7:40 on the Rise FM Breakfast Show with Cheese and Mbumi, we did say that today, being the 20th of August, is International Day of Medical Transporters.
Yes, we're celebrating paramedics, EMS, first responders. I don't know what you call them in your part of the province or part of the country, but we're celebrating them today.
It might be quite varied because as the healthcare industry expands, so does the number of medical transporters working in the field to, you know, the different roles they have to also continue reaching niche practices, different areas.
Yeah.
But I think for me, I'd really want to highlight the ones that are going to spaces and places where one might say these areas are neglected or forgotten. And you think about it, if these healthcare providers, healthcare transporters did not make their way there, many people would go without healthcare.
So we've got on the line the Chief Executive Officer of the South African Private Ambulance and Emergency Service Association, Oliver Wright, on the line. Good morning. Welcome to Rise FM, Oliver. Now, how are you guys celebrating the International Day of Medical Transporters today?
I think under the current COVID conditions, it's important for us to just focus on being thankful for all of our medical transporters, all of our emergency services workers out there, and just to be mindful of the difficult working conditions that they're all functioning under.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the pandemic, how has that changed the way you do things as medical care providers on the road?
The guys are all working under very heightened conditions at the moment. They're all very mindful of the danger that COVID-19 does pose to them and to their families. We have adjusted in terms of obviously now taking extra precautions with wearing PPE, sanitizing the vehicles, the equipment. So it's a new environment for us from that perspective. But the guys have adjusted quite well, and it has largely, I think, become the new normal, as it has with many other industries.
It has certainly been indeed. At 7:40, you're listening to the Rise FM Breakfast Show with Cheese and Bumi. We're chatting to Oliver Wright, the Chief Executive Officer of South African Private Ambulance and Emergency Services Association, as we celebrate International Day of Medical Transporters. Now, Cheese and I are not medical transporters, but we are road users. And I often see a bit of a confusion that happens, especially at intersections, when we hear the siren of an emergency vehicle. How should one make way? I mean, you'd think this is in the K53, but clearly on the road, people forget. If you had to address the challenges that medical care workers or transporters in this case face when they have to get to an emergency and people are just not adhering to the rules, Oliver?
Yes, absolutely. It's an excellent question. So I think some of the things to highlight are as follows. Number one, don't stop dead in front of the approaching emergency vehicle. Mm-hmm. So we see a lot of people panicking, and often what they'll do is they'll put brakes on in front of the emergency vehicle as it approaches from behind. That poses a risk to you as the road user and to the ambulance crew that's approaching. The best thing that you can do is to move over to the left and then slow down so that the vehicle can pass. But don't slow until you've moved over to the left. Mm. Don't accelerate in front of the emergency vehicle. Don't brake in front of the emergency vehicle. Move to the left first, and then you can slow down if you'd like to.
So the rule of thumb is move to the left. But if it happens, goods got left, I really can't, for whatever reason, I can move to the right, because then the assumption would be keep left, pass right, standard. Mm-hmm. But if I move to the right, to create way for the ambulance to pass, is that still allowed?
You can do it if there's space to do so, but obviously just make sure that you don't either damage your vehicle in the process and that you don't accidentally cross into oncoming traffic, which would then pose a risk to other road users.
So I suppose applying your discretion and minimizing further risk. Now, I may be, you know, challenged in my hearing, but sometimes these sirens sound different.
Yeah.
I kind of figured out the siren of a traffic official. I know those ones. Whoop, one time, I move. And then there's police officers, you know, if I can't see the lights, I'm not sure who's coming. Are the sirens different?
No. So the emergency medical services typically work on the same siren systems that we would see in the police, fire services, traffic services. And we work on three general tones, mainly being the wail, the yelp, and the phaser. And those are international tones. So they're internationally accepted. And it's meant to be an auditory warning that is understood across countries.
Now, those different tones, do they each communicate a different message, or it's just get out of the way? Because I would notice maybe at an intersection, they'll just change from one tone to the... And then when they start going to wee, 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 wee. And
you're paying too much attention.
So basically the shorter, more urgent warnings, those indicate that the emergency vehicle is quite close to you now. And the change in tone is meant to get your attention. That slower wail tone, that generally indicates that the emergency vehicle is a little bit further away. And then as you hear the tone changing and moving to one of the faster tones, that now means that the emergency vehicle is much closer to you, and it really is time to start paying attention and moving immediately if you can.
Awesome. Very enlightening. Thank you so much, Oliver, for your time this morning. I hope you and your colleagues celebrate this day of medical transporters and know that we appreciate the work that you do, especially during this COVID pandemic.
Guys, we really appreciate the message. Thank you so much.
All right. That was Oliver Wright, CEO of the South African Private Ambulance and Emergency Services, as we celebrate our paramedics throughout the country today. In fact, internationally.
Yeah, if you see them, hoot, why not? It's 7:45 on Rise FM.
So, you're a Rise FM listener, right? Well, obviously. The good news is you can now save 250 Rand simply for being a Rise FM listener. How? Listen up. You know Home Choice, right? Their showroom at 38... 38-